Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 7, we head to Austria and get a bit more, let's say, creative. So far on Tall Stories, we've been hearing about buildings or sites that exist. Some that have deteriorated over time, others that have improved, but all in all, they exist. This week, however, we are visiting a structure that is no more. Our guide for today is Angelika Fitz, an architectural critic and future head of Vienna's Architecture Museum. Angelika took Monocle's Alexei Korolev to perhaps the most touristy place in the Austrian capital, the Vienna Opera House. But she's not going to talk about that. She's going to take us to a structure that was, for just a few weeks back in the year 2000, right next to it. But today, it's just a ghost.
My name is Angelika Fitz. I'm a curator for architecture, urbanism and art, working very much on the interfaces of these fields. And from next year on, I will be the director of the Architectural Center in Vienna, which is the Architectural Museum of Austria.
And the building you want to discuss doesn't really exist anymore.
Yes, we are hunting a ghost today. We are right now really in the middle, in the heart of the touristic Vienna. We are next to the State Opera on the famous Ringstraße of Vienna. You can see a lot of tourists around us. You can see these guys selling tickets for classical concerts. So it's really the cliché of Austria, the cliché of Vienna. And I wanted to meet here because every time I pass by nearby, it's really like a ghost is hunting me. And I think many people have this kind of phantom pain when they are crossing this part of the city. In 2000, which was a very crucial year for Austria, that was the first time we had a new government which was constituted of the conservatives and the right-wing populists, the ÖVP and the FPÖ, which was for many people like a shock. And some demonstrations started, and the EU was also not very amused about this new government. And of course, this time becomes very memorable again now. And what happened on this spot in 2000 is that suddenly, it was in May, it was on a day like this, very sunny, very touristic day in spring, suddenly some construction trailers appeared here next to the opera. First, many people thought, oh no, you know, this city administration again, they are doing it in the midst of the touristic season. But then we realized this is not a construction site, this is an artistic intervention. It was done by the very famous already 6 years ago, in 2010 he died, Christoph Schlingensief, very famous German performance artist, theater director, filmmaker. And he put these construction trailers, which had kind of two functions. It was a hybrid architectural building. It was on the one side a detention camp for asylum seekers. So this is a typology which we normally find in the periphery of the cities, very hidden, or maybe in the transit zone of the big airports. And now it was right in the heart of the city. And the second program, which was part of this architectural building, was a Big Brother show format. So this reality soap, where some people are put into one house and then the people at home in front of the TV can vote some people out. So what Schlingensief was telling us through the media, that there are 12 asylum seekers inside this building and you could watch them through webcam 24 hours and you could vote them out each day one. There was a big sign on the trailers saying foreigners out. And there were some graffitis immediately. And nobody knew, is this real? Or like, is this done now by the right populists? Or is this a media campaign? Or is it art? Are the asylum seekers real asylum seekers? Or are they just actors? And what does it mean if they are real asylum seekers and we vote them out? And at the end, one will be left and he will get a residence permit. How could the artist do that? So it was very confusing, and every day there were a lot of celebrities entering the containers, so you could watch them through the webcam. Of course, it was a huge media hysteria almost. Even Christoph Schlingensief, who was around most of the time, he had some doubles. You never knew, is this the real Christoph Schlingensief or is this just a fake of Christoph Schlingensief? Like, is it the first or the third or the whatever? So it was really funny, but you had such a lot of hard fights in front of this building.
Ob das hängen wird oder wird das jemand abnehmen lassen?
Ich fürchte, das wird jemand abreißen. Ja.
Weil an sich eine Frechheit ist, bei so einem Bau so etwas hierher zu stellen. Und da gibt man das her und wird nur subventioniert, dieser Scheißdreck.
And it was just went on for, I think, 2 weeks or something like that. And I think it was one of the most amazing art interventions we ever experienced in Vienna. And that we are facing the so-called migrant crisis, refugee crisis. And I think in this context, this building here, Please Love Austria, by Christoph Schlingensief, is a very crucial point of reference.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.